I'm Eric Pianin with Checking In With. Our guest today is Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, the ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee and a top negotiator of a bipartisan health care reform bill. Hello, Senator.
Eric, I'm glad to communicate with you.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. There's been a lot written and said about your various comments about health care reform during the August recess and what they suggest about where you think things are headed in negotiating a bipartisan bill. Have you change your thinking about the emerging bill since you returned home to Iowa earlier this month and heard from constituents?
If town meetings are going to mean anything, if democracy is going to mean anything, then, you listen to your people and you act accordingly. So I think that you're finding the situation out here a little more fluid. And when we go back in September, it may not be exactly the same way when we left on August the 6th. So we've got a situation where there may be some change of direction. It could be dramatic or it could be just a little course correction. But I think town meetings in 435 congressional districts around the state or around all 50 states is going to make a difference.
What are the biggest remaining stumbling blocks to a final deal as far as you're concerned?
Well, I don't think I would enumerate them at this point because I think everything's going to be affected by what sort of difference these town meetings are making.
One thing that has changed, of course, is the new projections of deficits and debt over the next 10 years. And apparently you've been hearing a lot from your constituents about that. Could that affect your thinking about the size and scope of this bill?
I think so. I couldn't quantify that for you, but I think it's a reason we're having such big turnouts. It's not just a health care issue. I think health care is a straw that broke the camel's back. I think we've got concern about the stimulus not working, big increases in appropriations, General Motors being and banks being nationalized, a lot of fear out here. At my last town meeting, I had a lot of emotion expressed at it, just about the future of the country. Somebody carrying their young son in their arm and saying, I want this country to be what I've known it as, and so that my kid can live in a country like I did.
Do you think you'll be able to cut a deal?
I think that it's too early to say. If you'd asked me on August the 6th, I'd say yes, I think so, in September. But you're asking me on August 27th, and you've got the impact of democracy in America. Everybody showing up at the town meetings. What sort of an impact is that making? And I can't tell you except in a few instances in my case. And Baucus can tell you in his case. But we need to talk it over with other members, not only the six of us, but a lot of people otherwise.